Okay, Hilchos Megillah, good morning. We are in the middle of Tafresh Tzadi Vav. Okay, yesterday we started Hilchos Avelos regarding Purim. So just a little recap or just a little points for Avelos. So I did look again, just to see again. The words of the Shulchan Aruch itself is in your idea, Tav Aleph, Siv Zayin, that there's Ein Avelos B'Purim, Lo B'Yadalet, So the words of the Shulchan Aruch, not only in the Beis Yosef, but in the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Yardea, he follows the opinion of the Ramah, which is Maharam, Miratzenberg, and the Rosh, which is what we paskin, that there's no Avelos before Hesia, but there still is Betzina. That was only the Rosh. Okay, the other two we don't paskin like. Now, the halacha is for both days, okay? I'm not sure what I said yesterday, if I addressed it, but both Yudalit and Tetvav, there's no Avelos Bifar Hesya. That doesn't matter where you live. Everybody in the world gets 2 days off for Bifar Hesya. And that's Beferish in the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, Chazan Ovadia, Ve'od. However, some say on the other day, that's not your main day, where you're reading the Megillah, for most of us, that would be Tedvav, Shushan Purim, but it's the opposite for those who are in Yerushalayim. Lo yitzei mipetach beiso, that an Avel would not leave his house to go to Minyan, and that's Mishnah Berurah brings that. Okay. Now, just a quick recap on Avelos. Is there Avelos at nighttime? So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah holds. There is even Bifar Hesya, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, Chazan Ovadia, Mikra Kodesh of Rav Frank says there is none at nighttime. By the Megillah, so we have it's a whole tug of war between Pirsumei Nisa, between Purim Besimcha and Avelos. So what happens so I just wanted to point out at nighttime, when it comes to Megillah reading. If you're already in shul from before, like Motzei Shabbos, you stay, everyone holds. But should you go to shul lechatchila, should an avil go to shul lechatchila at the nighttime? So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, an avil should stay home with a minyan. But the Beis Yosef, the Magin Avraham, the Maharam Miratzenberg himself, the Levush, all say that no matter what, you should hear Megillah in shul. Because that's where there's more Berulvam, and the Beis Yosef says there's greater Pirsumei Nisa. You shouldn't make a minyan in your house. You should go to shul. Kol Shekein for anyone who's not an Avel. And we know that Pirsumei Nisa is great, and it's Doche Talmud Torah and Doche the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Gemara and Megillah. Okay, what do you do with Tefillin? Does for the first day of Avelos, the halacha is an Avel, the first day of Avelos when he comes home from the burial, the first day the Avil does not wear tefillin. And however, many, it's a machloket, is that only if it's the same day of the Yom HaMisa and the same day as Yom HaKavura. And most of the time it doesn't have, well, I believe most of the time it doesn't happen the same day in Eretz Yisrael, though it does happen relatively common, that it does happen the same day. So machloket, that's by Hilchos Avelos and Tefillin. So just, how does that apply to Purim? Bottom line, the halacha is, when it comes to Purim, everyone holds, if it's a different day, Yom Rishon Shelo B'Yom Misa, it's two different days. The person dies, and then the kvura is on the next day, a couple days later. Everybody holds that the Avel should wear a Tefillin on the first day, unlike during the year, because it's Purim, but not to say a bracha, safik bracha sahaka. If it's the same day, so then normally most do not wear a tefillin at all, no one wears tefillin the same day. If it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura, normally during the year, but now it's Purim. So there it's a machlokas, and the halacha is that if it's the same day, one should not put it on. That's the Magen Avraham, Derachayim, Chayadam, and Chazan Ovadia. But the El Yeraba does say to put it on without a bracha. Okay. by going to a seuda without an avel. So going to someone else's seuda. So Chazon Avadia writes for Sfardim, it's 100% mutter, as long as you're not playing music over there. By Ashkenazim, most would say it's one should not go to a seuda, but it all depends on the situation. Ask your Rav. It also depends. There's other people in the family that get affected by it, so it's not a davar pashut exactly which way to go. But that's that. What about Suda Savra? For an avel, when he or she comes home right after the burial, so there's a Suda Savra, the neighbors are supposed to give him a meal. Those halachas in detail we'll discuss at the end of your day. But is there a Suda Savra? So the minhag is that there is a Suda Savra. There is a Suda Savra on Purim. Okay, even though whatever it is Purim, there's still a Suda Savra. The neighbors give some food, except in Yerushalayim. The minhag is Yerushalayim. They do not do Suda Savra if the burial was on Purim, but all other communities do. But the poskim write, don't give beitzim, don't give eggs or lentils,
because
Suda Savra. We'll learn when we get there. The definition of a Suda Savra is basically the neighbors give some food. That's it. And there's a minhagim of round food and maybe bread and whatever. So that we'll get to when we get there. But the minhag for Purim is all the poskim write, don't bring the round foods. You can probably, and there's a modern thing about bringing a round piece of bread, like bagel. But that's a modern invention. And I don't think you need to worry about that. But just don't bring beitzim and adashim, because that looks like it's a ochel of avelos. Chazon Avadia says bring some cake. Chacham Asadam Pnei Baruch say bring some basar v'yayin. Whatever. Just that's that. Now, does one do kriya? Of course, everyone holds. You do kriya on Purim if someone finds out about it, an avel finds out about it. And so there's, it's right, the terry and the clothing. And everyone holds an avel. Really, it's going to be an oneg, but we'll get there in a moment, would say the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, even on Purim. That's not a question. Okay, now we are going to enter the world of Aninus. Again, just a quick recap, what's an oneg? From the moment a person finds out that one of their krovim passed away, as soon as they find out, until the burial, that person is called an oneg and is pater from doing all positive commandments. And that's the general rule. No davening, no brachos.
No kriyat shema.
No tefillin, no kriyat shema. Exactly. Right? He doesn't have to, he doesn't say a bracha for netilas sedayim when he eats bread, but he still has to wash his hands, because washing is more on the negative side of halachos. Okay, just the bracha is the positive side. Okay, so that's aninus real bekitzer. And then there's also many details when a person has the halachas of aninus or not. We're going to touch upon that now. Like if a person has nothing to do with the body and the body moved on, and sometimes he starts avelos immediately. And I'll just point out, the Panim Meiros actually points out, sometimes when a person and a loved one passes away, one of the Zayin Krovim, sometimes don't tell them on Purim. Wait until Purim is over, because then you're going to complicate him from doing the mitzvah sayom. A person is not an onin until he becomes an onin, until he finds out. And there's often no chiyuv to tell a person about someone who's nifter, a karov. Some Chazal call him sometimes a person who tells somebody a ksil. That's not the proper way to behave. Sometimes you wait to tell him, and there are cases when you don't tell him. But again, we'll discuss that when we get there. Zayin. Yesh mi she'omer. Now some say, which is the halacha, she'onein mutter bebasar v'yayin, that one is allowed to eat basar v'yayin as an onein. Normally an onein is asr to have basar v'yayin. But on Purim we're talking about it's mutter. And that's the halacha, and it applies, Lamaisa just applies during the daytime. It's a machlokas if it applies also at night. But generally we hold it's dafka during the day that one eats basar v'yayin, an onein. Delo ate ase diyachi davelos vidachi ase deravim deraisa, because we don't want a positive commandment of avelos to be docha a mitzvah deravim deraisa. Right, it's once against the Rabbim. Avelis is a personal Avelis, and the Rabbim is a Purim. And keeping Avelis on Purim, you're part of the Tzibor by definition, and the Tzibor is the Rabbim, and it's we're celebrating Purim. We said it Doraisa. The Lismoach bePurim Divrei Kabbalah Ninu Shehem Kidivrei Torah. Because to be Mesameach on Purim, that's Divrei Kabbalah. The holiday of Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah have the status of Divrei Torah. So just to point out, we do see in Chazal, the Gemara itself, we see such as, I think it's Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotet, but other places, the sometimes we refer to Purim as Midivrei Sofrim, and sometimes Midivrei Kabbalah. Some Achronim are even Machalik between the day and the night by some of the mitzvahs, by Megillah, for example. Okay, and in general, what we see is from Chazal that when anything is Midivrei Kabbalah, we're often Machmer and we treat it like it's a Daraisa, but we still know it's a Din Darabanan. And therefore, most Rishonim say when it comes to Sveika Darabanan, we say Lakula, right? So also, Sveika, Bedivrei Kabbalah, most Rishonim, what we also say is Lakula. And just a quick point out, we just mentioned that we had Yachid versus Rabim. And here they're both sounds like the Araisa, but the truth is most Rishonim also hold, even if it would be a mitzvah derabim and a mitzvah derabanan, that would still be docha a mitzvah an ase de Araisa. And we see an example by Rabban Gamliel who frees his slave, and it says laolam behem tavodu. You have to mekayim the mitzvah ase of keeping a slave and not freeing him, but he did it for the mitzvah derabanan of having a davening with a minion. Yes, there's a minority opinion who holds he did it because that was a minion for Parsha Zachar. Okay, anyways, that's a separate topic. So let's go to Haggah. V'kol shekein shechaya b'mikra megillah tefila kriyat shema. And certainly the Ramah writes, you'd be chayav in mikra megillah, tefila, and kriyat shema, because it's all connected to the to Purim and the Megillah. V'nireli, but then he reads, the dafka belaila, only at nighttime, that an onin does these things. Afal pi shemeto muta lafanav, even though the body is in front of him. Why? Aval bayom, because at nighttime, in his times, they never buried at night. So at nighttime, this is a whole machlokas by Aninus. What's the status of an onin at nighttime? According to the Ramah over here, we see that either he's not a full onin, or he's allowed to, it's a whole other question, are you allowed to be machmer and say bracha? So you see anyways from the words of the Ramah, what he writes, Lamaisa, we all hold that even at nighttime, a person who's an onin has the halachas of an onin or aninus. And therefore, even though one is not going to bury a body at nighttime, he's still, an onin is still an onin, and is still pater from all the mitzvos at nighttime. Also, there is, especially nowadays, there is what to do at nighttime as far as making plans, you have phones, computers, and this and that. And people are often busy making signs, like whatever they're doing. But anyways, Lamaisa, generally we all hold, all communities, that an onin at nighttime is an onin at nighttime. And Kol Shekein in Eretz Yisrael, when often the burial does happen at nighttime. Aval, Bayom Sherotze Lakovra, but during the day when one wants to do the Kvura, Kvura Smeito Kodim. So he says clearly, the onin himself wants to take care of the mace, and therefore should worry about the burial and not Megillah reading. So therefore, the onin would read the Megillah when he's no longer an onin, after the burial, when he turns into an avel. It's no different than Yom Tov and Shabbos, Ken Nireli, that basically when you're able to do the kavura, so then the onin has the lachas of aninus, and when he's not able to, so then he's treated like Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we do mitzvahs. So that's the opinion of the Ramah. Generally, we hold that even on Purim, even at nighttime, an onin is 100% pater, and it's aser to daven, and it's aser to The one exception is hearing the Megillah. Hearing the Megillah, the poskim point out that he should go to shul to listen, but he shouldn't read himself, and he shouldn't say the brachos, and he shouldn't be motzi other people. Not sure. Not sure. To double check. I believe you're correct. It wouldn't be an avera, but I believe you're right. Okay. So lechatchila an onen, unless the kavur is at nighttime, unless the onen is actually busy. So, but if an onen is not busy, then he should go to shul to hear the megillah. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's go on. Yeah. Okay, and even if an onen did hear the Megillah in the morning before the burial, after the burial, this onen, who now becomes an avel, should repeat reading the Megillah without a bracha. For sure without a bracha, because it could be you were yotze, but it could be your pater and you cannot be yotze. So that's a whole deal by more of a... Okay, let's go to Chet. Mutar Lisa Isha bePurim. You're allowed to get married on Purim. There's no Isser. There is an Isser on Chol HaMoed. But the Torah says, V'samachta bechagecha. And Chazal say, V'lo beishtecha. And not by Purim. There's an important halacha of Ein Marvin Simcha beSimcha. But Lamaisa, that halacha never applies by a wedding. That's a concept. There's a machlokas in... I believe it's in the Gemara, not just the Rishonim, but we paskin, it's only v'samachta bechagecha v'lo b'isha by Chol HaMoed, but you are allowed to get married every other time. You don't say otherwise, emar v'simcha v'simcha, when it comes to weddings. We do say it in some cases when it's applicable. Okay. And you can do pidyon aben, and you, all right, let me read the words inside. The Ramah continues, Haga, Bein b'yadalid, Mein b'tedvav. Now this, all these halachas, it applies the same. The Kolosha came shemutar la'asa pidyon habein. Certainly you're allowed to do pidyon habein. And you're also allowed to do a bris milah. Ma shenagu lilbosh partzufim b'purim. Now we know there's a great minhag to wear costumes on Purim. Very nice. V'gever lovesh simat isha v'isha kli gever. And there are some men who wear women clothing and vice versa. And Isur Badavar. So the Ramah writes, and Isur Badavar, Miachar She'en Mechavnim El L'Simcha Ba'alma. They're only doing it in order to have fun. And no one's, and to have it as a costume. No one's doing it because they're doing it because they think that's the appropriate clothing for them. So therefore, it's Mutar. Right? The only Isur, Daraisa, of wearing the opposite clothing, the opposite gender of clothing, is when you're doing it because you, in a way, in a manner that it's like you're dressing like them for the sake of dressing like them. Or you think you are the other gender, even worse. V'chein b'levishas kil'ayim d'rabanan. Well, there's no heter for Purim. I mean, by itself. It's the same concept. When we get there, we'll get there. But really, it's... But on Purim, it became... Some people became knowing to do it. V'yechein b'levishat kil'ayim d'rabanan, even wearing kil'ayim d'rabanan, because it's done for the costume, not to keep you warm, not as clothing. V'yesh omrim da'aser, and some say that it's completely aser.
Both or just
both? Both. We're wearing costumes that have the wrong gender? Yeah, 100% aser. Some say. Aval ha-minag kisvar rishona. But he realizes the minag is to be mekel, and one is... perhaps allowed. The minhag is to be meko. That's what he writes. The Bach writes, again, there's many achronim and rishonim who discuss the issue. I'll just quote for the sake, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach, who says one should stop this minhag. It's inappropriate. The Shelah also says one should not wear such clothing. The Chazon Ovadia is against it. But the minhag is often say it's mutter. V'chein, let's see. Yeah, v'chein b'nei Adam ha'chotvim ze mizeh derech simcha. Also, people take things from one another on Purim. There is such a minhag. People basically steal from one another. They grab it and take it. Ein b'zeh mishum lo tigzal. On Purim, there's no iser of lo tigzal. V'nal gukach, and that became the minhag. U'bilvad, and And the reason why it could be okay is because everyone walks into the day with the assumption and knowing that this is common knowledge that you're allowed to, and everyone automatically knows that is mochel, and they're going to guard things that are that they don't want people to steal. Ubilvad shelo yasu davar shelo kehogen al pi tuvei ha'ir. Now, only though, the Ramak says, it's only possible to be mutter if it's done in a way that the community agrees with it. If the tuvei ha'ir, the community, the shul makes announcements and everyone agrees it's aser, so then it's probably completely aser. Okay, and the shulah is also against it as well. Okay, so many are against it. Chazon Ovadia writes also to have these Rav Purim fests when you pretend to be the Rav and make fun of him, and the Chule says that's completely aser. And right, you can't embarrass the Rav just and Moshe Leitzim just because it's Purim. Okay, I think let's go to the last Taf Resh Tzadi Zayin. Ein omrim tchino v'yod dalad v'tetvav sheba'adar rishon v'dintanit v'hesped bahen. Okay, so this is regarding Adar Rishon, right? We learned before which is the real Adar, but when it comes to Purim, everybody agrees Adar Sheni is when Purim is. So what happens to Adar Aleph when you have a leap year? So Aleph, Yom Yud Dalet V'Tetvav Sheba Adar Rishon. So even in Adar Rishon, it has part of the aura of the day of Purim. Okay, it's a mini Adar Sheni. We don't say tachanun. We don't mention that mizmor. Mentions it's about tzara, so suffering. So both days are asur behesped and tanit, and we learn also avelus beferhesya. Right? But other things don't apply. Right? In the first other rishon, there's no mitzvah to do. So far, that's what we're reading. There's no mitzvah, certainly chiyuv whatsoever, for the other mitzvahs of Purim, Mikra Megillah, Mishtev, Simcha, all these things. V'yesh omrim da'af behesped v'tanit mutarim. And some say, no, you are allowed to do hesped and tanit in other Aleph. Okay? Other Aleph, we don't say Al Anisim because there's no Mikra Megillah. We don't say Tzidkatcha by Shabbos Mincha because it's, again, we don't say Tachanun. It's all the same.
And so is Yudal and Tesvav, is that regarding Yerushalmi and other people, or
so generally we say it applies to both, for everybody. 100%, just like during the year. If you read the Mishnah Berurah, he says avalo betetvav, but not on the 15th. He's going on what we're about to read in the Ramah, and many of the poskim disagree with this Mishnah Berurah. So here, let's read. I would just say it applies equally to both. Haga, v'haminag kisvara rishona, and the minag is like the first minag, right? Stam, that both days, tetvav and yadalit for everybody, and other aleph and other base, and the kula is applied. Yesh omrim, and some say, in contrast to the Shulchan Aruch, shechayev laharbos v'mishtev v'simcha, that some should make some party, or seuda, just like on Purim, even on Adar Aleph, the Yudalit Sheba Adar Rishon. Okay, so that's, so here, many say, here's what it is. Yudalit Ba Adar would apply to making the Seuda for the rest, for the entire world. And for those who live in Yerushalayim, it would only be on, they would do the Seuda on Tetvav. That's not like the Mishnah Berurah. There's a poskim who live in Yerushalayim, don't follow this Mishnah Berurah. They say you do it on Tetvav. A mini seuda on other aleph. Ve'ein nohagim kein. Now, there is no real minhag that you need to do this on other aleph. Most of us don't make a seuda on other aleph. Mikol makom, but the Rama points out, no. Yar b'ktsas b'seuda. Even though there's no chiyuv and there's no established minhag to make a seuda on other aleph, one should make a small seuda, something extra on other aleph. Kedei latzeit yidei ha-machmirim, in order to be machmir. V'tov leiv mishte tamid, and someone should always have a good heart and be besimcha, And the Mishnah Berurah qualifies. What does the Rama mean? He means you should always be mesameach in the nisim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever you have a chance to make a seuda, even a small one, to show the nisim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to strengthen our amuna and akara satov to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's always a good thing, and therefore it should be done in other olive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.